I went to Costa Rica this January, and a couple of weeks before I left, I got an invitation from the Guatemalan Tourism Board to go birding in Guatemala, starting barely a week after I returned from Costa Rica. I was feeling peppy at the time, since my trip to Costa Rica hadn't yet happened, so I said sure. But as the time for Costa Rica drew nearer and I grew ever more frazzled, I started wondering if this second trip would really be worth it. I would not be seeing many lifers. It would take forever to catch up after spending 3.5 weeks in the tropics in a 5-week period. And how could Guatemala possibly be as wonderful as Costa Rica? But since I'd committed, I stuck with it and left on February 16th. I've been enamored of Costa Rica since I first went there on January 1, 2001. Costa Rica is where I saw my first resplendent quetzal and over 550 other resident and migrant birds, and so of course I thought nothing could take its place in my heart. But then I got to Guatemala. Just flying over, I could see that it has way more intact forests than Costa Rica, despite the much huger population. Costa Rica is a fairly poor country, but is not considered a third-world nation. Although it has splendid tracts of habitat and the government protects about 25% of the land as parks and refuges, these islands of habitat are being ever more encroached upon by the surrounding cattle ranches and sun coffee plantations and are quickly losing their high diversity. Costa Rica's 4.4 million people live in a country about the size of West Virginia. Much of the land is developed for cattle ranching and crops. Meanwhile, Guatemala is double the size, about the same as Ohio, with 3 times the population, 12.8 million people, and its population is the fastest growing in the Western Hemisphere. Yet Guatemala lives up to its name, which means the land of many trees, and the country protects a much higher percentage of its natural habitat than Costa Rica does, though Guatemala does not have the resources to put much teeth into enforcement. Although the people are extremely poor, with much of the land in the hands of a relatively few rich landowners, there is a great deal of pristine and high-quality habitat and well over 700 species of birds. I've been struck on my 3 visits to Costa Rica with the warmth and kindness of the people, but as recent news stories indicate, there's still serious violent crime even in this Eden. Guatemala has a more well-known history of violence with political uprisings and coups even in recent decades, but the current democratic system, along with the tourism police, make travel in Guatemala far safer than many people realize. A handful of highly committed Guatemalans have been working tirelessly for over 4 years to do what they can to bring Guatemala to the attention of birders interested in tropical birding. With such a huge and rapidly growing population, Guatemala's extensive forests could easily be destroyed forever for nothing more than short-term profit for corporations and rich landowners, or subsistence farming by people desperate to feed their families. Ecotourism puts money into the hands of local people who serve as guides, taking birders to hard-to-find species, drivers and restaurant and hotel staff, artists and craftsmen and women who design and create lovely souvenirs, and small farmers who grow and package fair trade shade-grown coffee and other organic crops. As I've realized with greater and greater understanding while researching 101 ways to help birds, the things we do that help birds virtually always are good for people too. Ecotourism in Guatemala, a country with more natural habitats than Costa Rica, will provide a sustainable living for many Guatemalans and give them a stake in preserving their natural resources, vastly improving the country's long-term prospects for birds and human beings both. Plus, the birding there really is superb. In 1 short week, filled with as many meetings as birding opportunities and not covering very many habitats, I saw about 200 species, including 25 lifers. Depending on which areas they went to, some birders saw almost double that. Guatemala lives up to its motto, the soul of the earth, and I'm eagerly awaiting my next opportunity to visit. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.